John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. Well, we do have some good economic data this morning, but keep in mind, lately, good news sometimes is bad news. We'll kind of unpack that in a minute. Yesterday, the Dow was down close to 126 points. It had another one of those reversals. At one time yesterday, the market was up over 100 points, closed down over 100 points. And that was the first three-day string of losses this year for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. One of the analysts pointed out that this is a very thin market, very few long-term investors, and he says a lot of what's happening is just fast money trading, as he calls it. And we've seen an incredible amount of volatility. This morning we get a couple of key numbers, one being the initial claims for unemployment benefits. We talk about it every Thursday because we know that the Fed is going to be data-focused, as they say, deciding what they do about quantitative easing. Number pretty good this morning. People filing for unemployment benefits for the first time dropped 12,000 from last week, 334,000. We also get from the government the retail sales numbers for last month. And the headline number, which includes everything, was really good. It was up 0.6%. That's twice as much as it was expected. If you take out auto sales, still up 0.3%, spot on with what was expected. If you take out auto sales and gas, still up 0.3%. Dow futures down about 20 or 30 points right now as they try to interpret these numbers. Across the pond, the markets are getting hammered. The Japanese index down over 6%, back in bear market territory. Other Asian markets down 1 to 2%. Markets in Asia down from 1 to 2% also. Now, all this, of course, volatility began back on May the 22nd when Mr. Bernanke said that the Fed might be willing, based upon economic data, once again data-dependent, to begin paring back their amount of quantitative easing. Since May the 22nd, get this number, if you look at the global markets worldwide, they've dropped 5.4%, wiping out $2.5 trillion in market value. And it's not only been the stock market, it's been the bond market as well that's been incredibly volatile, probably will continue for a while. Big day for General Motors. Thursday, today, a GM will be added to the S&P 500, replacing H.J. Heinz, which was, of course, bought by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. The U.S. government is also selling another 30 million shares of their stock stake this week, as well as the United Auto Workers Retiree Health Trust selling about 20 million shares. Now, we loan General Motors about $49.5 billion. The government has recovered about $31 billion of that. The government still owns about 241 million shares. Good news is the stock is still above its IPO price of back in November of 2010. But the government has to get about $78 a share. The stock's trading at $33 to get all of our money back. And lastly, with some local flavor, HMA, Health Management Associates, headquartered in Naples, Florida, publicly traded hospital chain, owns Sparks here, Summit across the river, of course. We reported a couple weeks ago that a hedge fund, Glenview Capital, had acquired a large stake in that company. Well, it appears that maybe the market thinks the company is in play. That stock has risen from $11 a share to over $16 a share in about 3 weeks, up 40%. Yesterday, Glenview asked Health Management HMA to do away with their poison pill so they could increase their stake to 25%. HMA says they're evaluating strategic alternatives. They've hired an investment banking firm and a top law firm. And, of course, we also reported that the CEO of the company, Gary Newsom, is retiring June the 30th. They're looking for his replacement. And he is going to move to Uruguay and be in charge of the Mormon Church's mission efforts in Uruguay. So will HMA be in play? Will they not be in play? Will they stay independent? Will it be bought by somebody? I don't know. But there's something going on.
Yeah, there is. And a lot of times the comments you hear first are sometimes how it's going to go and sometimes not.
We just hope it doesn't affect, of course, whatever happens, affect their plan to open their service center here and hire hundreds of people.
Absolutely, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
John.